This is KUT. Five districts in Austin will hold elections for council members this November. In the meantime, newcomers to these races are setting up campaign websites, social media accounts, and figuring out how to play the game. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, one disclaimer candidates have to make may lead voters to think their candidate is not playing by the rules.
Rules may not apply to Natalie Galdon's backyard. The grass tickles our calves, and her almost three-year-old daughter has left some toys scattered around. Galdon is running against incumbent Leslie Poole to represent District 7 in North Austin. We're here to talk about a sentence on her campaign website, something she was required to write.
This candidate does not comply with the Austin Fair Campaign Finance Ordinance? Does that sound right?
So close. This campaign has not agreed to comply with the contribution and expenditure limits of the Austin Fair Campaign Ordinance.
So people have questions because it says does not comply with the rules. Really, I'm still following the rules. I just haven't opted into that program.
The program's a voluntary contract between the city and the candidate.
The whole goal of it was to try and limit the role of special interest money in campaigns.
Travis County Commissioner Bridget Shea was a city council member in the 90s and sponsored the Fair Campaign Ordinance. So, what's in it? When a candidate for council signs this contract, they agree to limit campaign contributions from political action committees to $15,000, and they'll only spend up to $75,000. Expenditures are otherwise limitless. So what's in it for the candidate who signs? Should their election go to a runoff, they get a pot of city funds. But hardly anyone signs this contract, at least recently.
That's true.
Fred Lewis is a local attorney and expert on election law. In 2014 council elections, only two current council members opted in, Leslie Poole and Pio Renteria. So why the no-go? They don't want certain limits placed on them?
No, they don't understand it.
Lewis says he advises people to do it. It's a fair way to play the game. But it's voluntary. And, as it turns out, more voluntary than I first thought. Turns out, if you have an opponent who doesn't sign the contract or who signs it and violates it, you don't have to follow these limits, but can still collect runoff funds. It's confusing. Natalie Galdon agrees.
I read the code over and over again, but it's difficult. It can be difficult because it's complicated.
But Galdon says, even though she didn't sign, she's following the rules. Voters in districts 2, 4, 6, 7, and 10 will head to the polls this November. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.